I just checked mine. I'm
like, do you do that a lot?
Yeah, I've done it twice in like 2 months. One time was at our last regular meeting.
I wired one underneath so that
I need to,
in case I got to crawl under it. What did they do when they came out to open it? Did they have to like?
He used that little inflatable wedge, which they were opening,
and then reached in.
My insurance covers it, so.
But I think
you like insurance?
Never outside.
We used to do that, but when we got the electronic locks and all the stuff
airbags
started happening, we would cause more damage than shattering a side window.
Right.
Almost the minute you slip the Slim Jim down the thing.
Really? Yeah, I used to work security at a mall in Denver. We used to do lockouts all the time. I got pretty good at it.
Yeah, I did too. I thought I was pretty good.
I never used a Slim Jim though. I just pushed the door and stuck a rod in to hit the lock button.
Yeah.
If anything, it would just damage the paint or poke a hole through the window. Yeah. 2 years ago, the thing we
coffee?
Yeah. Or no, you're making this. He got a bite out of your.
Okay, guys, let's go ahead and get started.
Really?
We've got one change on the agenda that V is going to walk us through.
The purchase of the police car request we pulled off, and that's off, and it's a off consent, so it'll be a report.
Is there anything special, Amanda, you want from staff on that?
I was just curious with the changes of having one car per officer, and I know that we're down officers, so wondering, I would assume that means a surplus of vehicles that are not currently being used, and why would we be purchasing more on top of ones that are sitting there not being used? So just kind of an explanation of that, because that's the base price. To add all the equipment into the car is an additional probably several thousands on top of that.
So I give you more for your answer out on the floor. Okay, but V's got answers for you, and well, you.
Well, I know that the replacement, when they're brand new, you can double the cost of a car for equipment. But when they're replacements, provided they haven't changed the body styles, you can just about swap all your equipment straight over to the other one. So it's considerably less.
But we'll give you a good explanation. I just wanted to make sure these guys were prepared and had answers for you when we're out on the floor. And then the public can hear. Questions on the agenda? Nothing?
Not on the agenda. I just want to clear something up with everybody. I responded to your email about, being positive about the police force.
Oh.
And I maybe read into that wrong, but I just wanted to make sure that there's nothing from council that is negative. That's why I chimed in, because it's, that's not where I'm coming from at all. And I wanted you to know that, but then I realized maybe that's not the angle you were coming from on that, and Ray answered it. Is there something that some people know about that others like me don't? I feel like I'm out of the loop almost. I'm wondering.
No, you're good. I think we just see a lot of stuff on social media, and there was kind of at one point a survey that was, kind of ginning up information about what was your experience with the police department, which I understand was actually fairly positive. But these guys work hard, and I just
feel like
they're getting beat up. And maybe it's just my perception because I'm feeling sensitive to it, but
right.
I just wanted to send the message. Anything we can do to just kind of support our guys and speak kindly in public meetings or out in the public.
And that's why I wanted to bring it up too, is my interactions are different than everybody's. I have had nothing but positive interactions since I've been a kid here, and so.
There was a survey.
I'm not telling you about it.
Okay.
You don't need to know. I ban all city staff from Facebook, period. No looking at Facebook ever.
I've already done that.
I can't speak for everybody.
I'm not gonna.
But myself, where everything's positive for me.
I just, you know, I know that.
You know, so I.
We'll be going in.
I just wanna make sure that was known.
And I think it's hard enough to accept that people are coming from the outside to look at things, and so I just, we've got good officers in there, so I wanna make sure that we keep our good officers and that they don't get tied up in all of this. I don't wanna say drama, cause it's, some of it could be very pertinent information, but yeah, that was just my way of saying, there's some good ones out there and let's embrace them the best we can.
Yeah.
It's tough times.
Yeah.
I think what Todd's speaking to though, Kanine, is a greater issue of information's not being disseminated to all council members. I think it's being selectively shared with some and not others, and that's creating confusion when trying to communicate. And I think that we as a council need to be more transparent among ourselves, because Todd and I did talk about this. And when some people are in the loop and some people are not, it creates a lot of dysfunction.
So leadership meetings definitely make kind of a difference. So we'll try to get you guys there as much as possible.
Well, that's my last time.
And I don't know that there's necessarily anything that we're hiding. I'm just trying to be proactive, and I don't want a police force that says, why would I want to work here? So I want to make sure that we still kind of keep that positive outlook. I mean, how else are we going to attract and retain people if we don't kind of have some good things out there going right now at the same time? So that's more what that message was. And
yeah,
there might be times where there's something that, you know, well, I can't even really think of anything that we haven't shared lately. Let me brainstorm on that. If there's something that you all are missing, I will definitely get a hold of you.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to keep us all positive.
For one thing, on the social media piece, somebody was calling it an investigation, so I corrected that. You know, because it's not an investigation. It's a consulting firm being hired by us to. Well, everybody knows what the CSPM's doing, so. But that's how it's being looked at. And that's, you know, that's all.
On page 52 of your packet, it's ordinance 5-17 regarding, let's see. This is the 25 feet, this is the lot, the famous lot in the park.
Oh, the one that we're selling.
It's here, right, I think. Anyway, when I look at that, we've had some of these things that we've encountered, that we have encroachments on city property by people who live beside them. And probably the classic case was out in Paradise Valley. And what I'm wondering, and this is probably more of a question for Will, what would happen if we put a lien against the property to have that stuff removed the next time it changes hands?
Okay.
52.
May I think about that? Research.
Okay. Because we're not going to finalize that tonight, are we?
This
is it finalized
first
tonight?
First reading.
Yeah.
This will be the last public hearing.
Yeah.
On making a park historic, right?
On replatting it and rezoning it.
Yeah. The picture is.
So there'll be two more readings, but this will be the last public hearing.
Two park historic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that what it's going?
Two park historic, yeah. Yeah.
But I know we had issues with that out in some land in Paradise Valley.
Yeah, that kind of issue kind of went away. That was a deck built
yeah.
on some city property. I think this is a case where we'll kind of probably do maintenance on a wall that was built.
But just that, I thought maybe that might be something that we could address
really?
When we see it happening, maybe in the future. And I don't know.
Handle
that.
don't need an answer tonight. It was just kind of a question.
Just to get it through.
Food for thought. Because I know we're going to have that issue with people putting fences on pieces of ground someday.
We have this issue. This is the same issue on 13th Street where we don't have a right of way on a road built through. These are just clean up these properties.
Is there stuff on this one? I drove by it, but I didn't notice anything. But the trees kind of blocked.
I believe the neighbor did some landscaping, the wall and stuff. There's nothing, no structure. It's
not his house.
Landscape.
He's built on this property.
Oh, really?
And I haven't surveyed it, but.
It looks like it.
So anyway, food for thought.
Other questions?
We have some doozy encroachments across the.
I'm sure we do.
Anybody have anything for around the table? You want to save it for when we're out there?
When it becomes park historic, we can't gamble on it. Is there any way we can come in?
Get it while it's hot.
Go for it.
Thanks. So the sealed bid that's going to happen on the 28th for the surplus city items, what's the idea behind that as opposed to an open bid, holding up a number and having an auctioneer? Yeah.
That was a debate by the old council and a couple of things, and I don't recall, just thought the sealed bid would be more, just have favor over the other one. I don't know the specific reason why, Jesse. It was just as long as it's an auction, but within it, an auction kind of tends to, in my opinion, this wasn't anybody else's opinion, an auction kind of, in my opinion, kind of makes it a fire sale environment rather than a bid on a value environment.
Okay.
It's just mine, but there was that discussion at some point. I think it was a work session. Was it a work session? There was a discussion
might have been.
About
I recall the conversation, but I can't remember when
I
did it.
It's not a garage sale.
To me, it's kind of like when you have a, like a garage, you see these garage, these rental garages.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go out and you got to haul it away that day and pay for it.
It's got the connotation to me like the sheriff's sale on the steps of the.
Yeah.
For a tax.
Didn't we get, I mean, wasn't the income bad? I know that we when we would sell stuff at the auction, it would be in bins. And someone would go for a dollar or something. I don't, the sealed bids made it go, they don't go market price, but closer.
Well, we've published the appraised value on here, so it's tied to that.
Okay.
And you can always just reject them. We also left that provision in there to just reject all of any bids that come through.
Okay. Thanks.
Anything else on the agenda or anything you can talk about?
I can't think of anything.
Any other questions?
I thought I had one, but I can't find it. Ray, go ahead.
Okay. Should we just go around and see if anything's going on? Then we'll take a little bit of a recess. Nothing? Chris, want to share anything?
I met with some people from the Lyric today. They showed me the place and the future plans.
Yeah, did the same thing.
They'll probably be reaching out to everybody to go take a look at it. But they've got a pretty comprehensive plan put together for what they're going to build and what they want to do.
Yeah, they do. Chris, Amanda, anything?
I also met with a board member and looked over the plans and have been down there, scheduled with Kevin to do the DDA tour.
Good.
And you guys went without me. And got done with the chamber board meeting. It looks like they're planning on having about a 24,000 surplus.
Oh, wow.
Depending on dues staying flat, so.
Are you going to be a raffle drawing?
No, you can't gamble there either.
Oh, okay. Well, not as places.
I'm
so tired of doing the basement.
And just lots of victims reaching out.
Right. Thank you. Todd, anything?
Can't think right now.
Gambling.
Sean. Yeah, when are we going to? No.
a regional water meeting today. We've got an update on the river restoration project. So that was nice. I've been wanting one. I also got an email from Jeremy Brown. I don't know if you remember him. He came up to us about the body worn cameras for police officers. I think something passed the House or the legislature this time around. So he was.
It passed, right?
The amendment to the public records work passed.
Okay, so he was just—he was wondering if we were gonna bring it up again and talk about it again. So
I know you mentioned it, leadership a little bit.
Yeah, that passed, and it's all a budget issue now.
Okay. Maybe we can make that a work session topic.
The records came out. The records amendment came out pretty good.
You what?
It's a budget issue. Budget issue in two ways, capital and operations, because there's some cost in operating, supporting them right. I think we talked about that there.
Yeah, and then he brought up maybe just having them for those executing search warrants, or just getting a small amount and then rotating them through. I don't know. Those are just some of his ideas, but I haven't answered him back yet. So I think
you want to do a work session?
Yeah, I think it'd be good to have a work session.
Chat about it.
Talk about it. So that way I can tell him that we're going to talk about it.
Thanks, Sean. Mm-hmm. Jesse?
Mm-hmm. Donated some of my time today at Wyoming Food for Thought Project. 45 minutes or something like that. But apart from that, I don't have anything. I used the Valentine's Day Symphony tickets this weekend.
Extra points.
Symphony went really well. So, yeah. Pretty good date night.
Was it over at NC?
Yeah.
Nice. Don't have too much. Went to the Restorative Justice conference. Was really good. Spoke at it. It was a very good. I wasn't there the second day. Just had work stuff, but I think it went well the second day as well. I think you spoke at it, Chief, the second day.
Just the opening
part. Yeah. So, but the sessions that I went to were very good. Very bad. Very good put together. So kudos to the ones that put it together, Chief.
There was some confusion out there about our 73 lots of surplus equipment that we're going to sell. There was one report that I heard that they were thinking there were 73 lots we're selling.
So property lots?
Property, as in pieces of property. So somebody might talk about that tonight, but it was just. I think somebody just got their signals crossed.
It's four pieces of property.
It's four pieces of property.
Real property is four, and then the equipment is a ton.
Tanya, you were going to say something?
Yes, thank you, Vice Mayor. I noticed that also at the end of News 13's snippet last night, that they kind of seemed to tie the two together about the four properties and then the 73 lots. And so I called John Earhart at News 13 today and just asked him to revisit that because it seemed like they were combining the two when really it's two completely separate things. So he said he would take a look at it and correct that.
So you talked with him?
I did.
Okay.
So just in case somebody comes up and says something.
Well, I can just see this coming tonight. You're selling what?
You're selling how many lots?
31 acres of the cemetery property.
Well, I was going to bid on that.
31,000 acres.
Yeah, I was going to bid on that one.
Good. All right. Well, we've got about 10 minutes, so we'll just take about a 10-minute break, and then we'll re-adjourn out there at 6.
That was written in European.
I got that email today. I was like,
is your both the Europeans use a period for a decimal point? Or a
comma?
Yeah, space.